This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy.
Now we've got a special guest in the studio with us. She is an author, she's a teacher, she's a comedian, she's a triple threat.
Roller derby person.
Have we got a drum roll? Oh. Do we have a drum roll anymore?
Derby. No. You're bigger than a drum.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the studio at Joy, Lainey Chase.
Yay!
Hey! Oh, we've got the
Hello.
Clap.
Wow, how's all those people getting here?
Got the Murphy's Law clap.
I've noticed that you brought your little friend in with us, which is a visual thing, good for radio.
No, we're going to take a photo and stick it up on our...
All right. Yes.
Okay, but the visual thing is also...
Yeah.
She's a beautiful character.
She's actually Scottish.
Wow.
She's shy. No one's ever seen her before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think she's fabulous.
All right.
And she lights up as well.
Hello. Yeah. Hello. My name's Nora. I'm Lainey's brain.
Hello, Nora.
Hello.
You're hot.
Thanks.
No, you actually look really hot. You've got sweat dripping off your forehead.
She's all lit up like fairy lights.
She does, and she's got different settings. Like when she's anxious, she looks a little more like that.
Oh, it's brightly coloured.
Angry.
Okay, we need to take some video.
Can I ask a question? I feel like I'm in some really
Tim's
weird...
Tim's got a video of this and we're going to put
Willy
it up on
Wonka
our Facebook.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory thing here. What?
So we'll give some background.
Yeah, let's have some background of Nora.
Well, Nora and I are doing a stage show.
So that's what it is.
Yeah, so...
And you're a ventriloquist.
God, no. Hell no. I'm just a chick, a white privileged chick, trying to do a Scottish accent, which I was advised against because it's really difficult. Are you Scottish?
No, we're Irish.
Bits of everything.
Yeah. So if there are any Scottish listeners and I'm doing a pathetic job, please ring up and let me know.
Yeah, but you get the general idea. How come Nora's a part of the whole show?
No, well, Lainey actually did come on the show last year and talk about your book, didn't you?
I did. So
called Electro Girl.
A book called Electro Girl, and it was all about my journey with epilepsy.
Yep.
And, you know, I wanted to put a bit of a funny spin on it.
Very good read. For those of you who haven't read it, to get on board.
Thanks, Murph.
It's Murph a pleasure. Murph one, just remember
Murph
that.
One. But I also wanted to educate people about their brains because I knew nothing about my brain before mine started to seize up like a mofo.
And I think you'd find that most of us don't know that there's little things that can help it and things that can impact it.
Yeah. So the book was about that, and then I thought, well, why stop there? Why not just make it a stage show? Because I know a lot of people don't like to read, you know? So I didn't know that until I wrote a book, and people went, I can't be bothered reading. So you
thought you'd turn it into a whole production.
Have you done an audio book yet?
No.
That should be the next thing.
Oh, yes.
People can listen to it in the car.
That's true. There's all sorts of...
For a small fee, we could probably do it here at Joy for you.
So Nora got built because she's going to take me to task about some of my choices that I've made in my life that made her spark like that a lot.
I wonder whether she's...
Multicoloured. That sadly looks really fun.
You
know?
Yeah. So, you know, the more I took... drugs and alcohol and had bad sex, the more she would do that and
she'd end up
having a seizure. Yeah, so...
Wow.
So it's
what part affected it the most?
Bad relationships.
Right.
Run off from my abandonment issues of divorced parents.
And did you have someone tell you about that? Like, how did you work out about this brain thing?
Well, I had two very talented... I had a puppeteer work with me and an LED programmer.
Wow.
So, and I wanted...
It is fantastic, ladies and gentlemen.
We're going to put the video up. It actually
lights up.
We're going
to put it on Facebook, but it really is great.
Thank you.
The accent needs to be worked on just a little bit before the actual thing goes live, but the rest of it's fantastic.
And my name's Nora because in Australia, well, bloody Nora, you know,
bloody Nora.
And my brain, you know, my bloody brain always works against me.
Can I ask a question? Since you've done the book and you're doing all this other stuff, have you had a lot of people who suffer from epilepsy contact you or come to the show or read the book?
Not yet. No. And that's more about my lack of self-worth than their interest, because it's, you know, when you do something like this, you got to believe it's good and people want to know about it and hear about it. So I've had people interested in it, but it's more about me being able to sell myself.
Because I think I've got friends of mine who suffer from epilepsy, and I think this would be an awesome read for them.
It's a very good read. You need to get on board, everyone. Electro Girl. We're going to go to a break.
Before our music director and program director have a fit, we need to go to a break.
Yeah, we're going
to
come back.
Only traffic we've had through Anna Murphy is Mick sent through Belgrave Lube is tucked.
Right.
Or in English, Belgrave Line is stuffed.
Right, fair enough. Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Thanks. I got voted off the traffic this bit.
No, you didn't. We love it. It's one of the best bits of the show.
Thanks,
doing
see?
It.
Yeah. I got you to agree with me. See what I did there? Reverse psychology. Yeah. Oh,
shut up. Lainey Chade is a very funny... Well, you? It's not about you. We've got a guest. Lainey Chade is a very funny lady who's got a show. We play at the Butterfly Club. I call it before the Butt Club.
The Butt Club.
The Butterfly Club on the 28th, 30th, 31st of March... and the 1st and 2nd of June. It's going to be great. It's called Electro Girl, and it's all about your travels and through life with epilepsy and the whole thing, and you've created this whole show out of it.
I have, and it's a dynamic between me and a puppet in my brain, and we just talk, and the brain takes me to task about some of my choices in life.
Mm.
Yeah, and so it's just this journey for the audience about my life and also what the brain does, you know, and how.
Which I think is fascinating because people don't get it.
We don't think about it enough, do we?
Not at all. And why would you? It's like. Up
it's there.
It's just there. It just does the work for us.
Now, on a note, we were talking off air, like my first experience with someone with epilepsy was a mate of mine. I was about 10 and his mum suffered from epilepsy. And I had no idea what it was and saw her have a fit. And way back then, that was like, there was a real stigma about it. Do you find it's changed, or is it the walls of that stigma broken down a bit? Or
probably not as much as it should have. I created the stigma for myself because I was totally embarrassed about it and ashamed and didn't want anyone to know. So I, you know, and a lot of people that have epilepsy do that. So the stigma stays alive because we're embarrassed about it. Mm. But it's sort of coming up more with stuff like this, breaking down the walls of. Yes, it is scary, but it's really just a brain reconnecting, you know. Mm.
Totally.
Yeah. Like if you put it into just the bolts of it, it might look freaky.
What do you reckon? What's the funniest part of the show for you? I mean, without giving away too much.
Oh, that is a great, great question. Probably...
The accent.
the Scottish accent. For those of you that have just tuned in, Nora is Scottish. For some reason, I'm not gonna. I wanted to challenge myself a little bit more and put on a Scottish accent.
I don't think it's bad.
I think it's good.
I think it's pretty good.
I've been practicing every day for 2 months.
Very good.
Awesome. Yeah. It sounds really, really good. Now, well, like we said before, we've got a double pass to give away to your show, which I think is fantastic. Now, people, because we've been stuck on, what is it, 1206? Likes on Facebook, on our Facebook page. We're going to direct you to
I don't know who you are. No. I was yearing at the people that took us back down from 18. Okay. 1218.
So if you go to our Facebook page at Murphy's Law Radio, you can... should we just say the first people on?
Yeah.
The first people to send us a message, I love Scotland?
Yeah.
I love Scotland.
Oh, yeah.
We'll win the double pass to go and see Lainey's new show, which is called Electro Girl, takes place at the Butterfly Club on the 28th, 30th, 31st of, and the 1st, oh, God, 28th, 30th, 31st of May and the 1st and 2nd of June.
And where do we get tickets, Steve Murphy?
I don't know.
Where do we get tickets, Lainey Chade?
At the Butterfly Club.
At the Butterfly Club.
And just type in Electro Girl.
Or go to our Facebook page, Murphy's Law Radio.
And the information will be there.
All the information will be there as well.
Jump on, tell us I love Scotland and you could win.
Absolutely.
It's that easy. And maybe like the page while you're there. We made it about us again.
She's like a Demtel commercial, isn't she? Lainey Chade, thank you so much for coming in. Good
Thanks
luck with
for
the
having
show.
Me.
And we'll see you next time. We'll actually talk after you've done the show. I want to find out how it goes.
Great.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.